I think it's the fact that we're at the kitchen table. I'm at the head of the table as a man of the house.
Oh, yes,
of course,
sir.
You as yes, a good high value woman sitting to my right.
Okay. I'm glad you stated it that way.
Seen, seen, not heard, ma'am.
Hey, my podcast already.
Shit. I'm Javi Luna, husband, father, and oh yeah, stand-up comedian. I've been fortunate enough to spend over a decade traveling the country, making audiences laugh. But my favorite audience is the one right here at home in Corpus Christi, Texas. My wife and co-host, Jen. Once a week, we sit down and have a chat. There's other podcasts like this, but this one's mine. And that makes it original. We are back. Mrs. Luna's back.
I'm back.
How you doing, ma'am?
I'm good.
Welcome with your headphones and everything. she's like, oh, why do I have my headphones? Like, you have them on in every episode. Man, these people are worried about you.
They're oh,
like,
no.
Why doesn't he buy her some AirPods?
I don't like them just hanging in your ear like that. I think it's weird.
You don't like the Q-tip look?
No.
I'm saying, baby, people, the streets be talking, YouTube be talking.
Oh, yeah?
They're like, goddamn, we need to get Javi a Kickstarter, fucking Patreon or something. Because oh. He ain't got no fucking AirPod money.
Oh, shit.
You know, we don't have enough status symbols. You know,
okay, that's what I'm saying. Okay, is that the problem?
You know how it's the same people that think like fucking that anyone that doesn't have an iPhone is broke.
Oh, yeah.
For some reason.
Yeah,
it's dumb. It's not like all phones are expensive, bro.
Exactly.
All fucking phones are expensive. But I did see a meme mm-hmm. on the book in El Face.
Oh,
The other day that finally did explain. People think that all Androids are created equal. Android is literally just a software that very similar. Think of it like Windows, even though it has nothing to do with the company of Windows, but just Mac software. iOS is only on Apple devices, right?
Right.
Versus Windows, you can have it on all sorts of different kinds mm-hmm. of devices. You can have it on a Toshiba laptop, on an HP laptop, on a yeah. Dell, on a... Do they still have Gateway?
Oh, remember, I don't know.
Remember
yes.
Gateway back in the
yes.
day? Gateway was Dell before Dell was Dell.
What?
Gateway was the computer that
everybody
had. Like yes. that was the first, like, oh, get a gateway, because you used to be able to call the 800 number, mm-hmm. and they put you on a little payment plan. Mm-hmm.
We had a gateway, yeah.
It was a gateway drug. That's how everyone got hooked.
Heck yeah.
Man, because before then you had to, like, go, you know, you had to go buy an IBM and all that shit. So Gateway was the first, I think, like, truly affordable home PC. I didn't have one. I had a Dell.
Okay.
Dell was my first home computer. But very similar to that, Android is the same way. There's different cell phone manufacturers and they all use Android because it's not locked to the device like iOS is.
Right.
Right. So while there are very shitty Android phones, like the Kawai, there's like,
I've never heard of that.
Kia Sera. I don't,
wow.
You know the these off brands, the ones that you get at like Cricket mm-hmm. or Boost Mobile mm-hmm. or whatever. But then there's also top of the line Android phones, which are higher quality, like your Samsung devices yeah. and whatever. So anyway, she doesn't like the AirPods. Okay, but
yeah.
I was like, no, you wear them. Let them know it's a thing now.
It is a thing now.
People
yeah.
come to expect it. We're 150, I don't know, four episodes. Something happened. I realized posting last week's episode that the second part to our two-part episode never posted.
Oh, no.
I don't know what happened. I don't know when I'll have time to go back and figure it out. Maybe it'll come out. Maybe someday, years from now,
the lost.
It'll be the lost episode. The resurfaces. If you think you're an OG podcast fan, you heard it all. Not like this.
Listen to this, Jim.
Except it's a second part to a total part episode. So no one's gonna remember what the first part of the conversation was. She's like, what? He's doing what? They went camping. They're going camping.
Oh, that's funny. I didn't know it didn't get posted.
Yeah, I thought I had uploaded it all before we went on the camping trip. Uh-huh. You know, because that was the whole reason we did it, because we knew that week
it was gonna be crazy.
Leading up to the camping trip is always very hectic.
Very hectic. For yes.
Us. So we knew that, and I thought. Man, let's record this 1 hour podcast. Mm-hmm. I cut it up into two pieces. I thought I was taking a book out of the page out of the What Did He Said podcast, because that's what we do. We record 1 hour episodes and then we just cut them up.
Nice.
Twice. And it's nice. I'm not going to start doing that here on the regular, but it's nice to know that's an option.
That's an option, yeah.
Every now and then, hey, let's just record one long conversation and cut it up into two episodes.
Definitely.
You know, but like I said, we won't do that to you too often. But that was the whole idea. Because I knew, I was going to be working right up until the last minute, mm-hmm. trying to make as much money as I could before that long vacation.
Right.
Right. And I could have sworn that I left it uploaded to come out Wednesday morning. And then I never went and looked. Checked. I just took it for granted that technology worked the way that it was supposed to. And
never.
And it didn't, you know. Aww. So sorry. I don't like to say, I don't know. Maybe 1 week down the line when we feel like taking a week off, maybe I'll go figure out what happened and put it up properly. By the way, thank y'all for those that did watch last week's episode, Sans Mrs. Luna.
Yes.
Thank y'all for bearing with me.
Hi.
For 30 minutes.
I heard it was good.
Solo. Well, some people liked it. I heard y'all liked the new at the dining room table. Set up.
Yeah, I'm not sure how I feel about it yet. Sound.
But it's just a single camera. I'm hoping it'll be a little less editing for me. A little less. Yeah. It's not so much that the editing is more. It's just the laptop has to work harder to do the editing. It takes me longer. Yada, yada, yada. I'm not going to bore you with the details. But we're going to see if we can streamline this so that we can, you know, start being. Well, we've been pretty consistent.
Yeah, we've been consistent.
Inconsistence. Not the word, but but yeah. So we're trying it out. This is my first time trying it with
different.
You.
Different. Like, well, I feel awkward.
Change is different.
Yes, and change is good.
All repetitive. So change is different. Yeah, they mean the same. They literally
hence the word
mean,
change.
Mean the same word.
But you know, when things new, it feels different. You just got to fill it out. I don't know. We'll see. I'm digging it so far.
Hey.
I like being closer to you.
You don't know. And you don't know if you like it till you try it.
I mean, some guy told me that once.
It's a motto. That's how I got out of the friend zone.
It sure is,
guys. By the way, hey, I'm speaking to the. I was told I gotta get them, you know, them sad sap incels.
Oh, listening. Yeah,
yeah, because that's how you do it, man.
Oh, okay.
You know, that's my problem. That's I figured out. You know, that's my problem. I haven't. You know, I like everybody.
Okay.
You know, and I got to pick someone to hate. I don't have. So y'all tell me, who should I hate on this podcast?
I don't want to hate anybody.
No, and we got to dive in. Like, because they were like, man, if you want to sell tickets, you got to, you know, hit that.
The angry
males. Oh, the angry men.
Okay.
Because these women today, women are not the same.
Oh, hold on, bro.
Women.
Hold on, bro. Let me get situated.
They don't respect a high value man, all right? And there's no high value women, all right?
I'm wait. There's no high value women?
No, because loose morals and they just want to be.
Even my watch disagrees.
They just want to be on Instagram. Showing off all the goodies on Instagram, getting likes, getting attention from other men. All right.
Wow. Okay.
And they don't want to talk to you. They don't want to talk to you. You poor, poor man. They don't like you just because you don't whatever. You can't fly them out, or you don't got a boat. No. You know. And you're a hardworking, good Christian man. And shame on them.
Shame
on all you loose, moral women. Okay, for not giving these guys a chance.
Wow. Ow. Oh, wow. I cried so much on that one. Oh, my word. Oh, really?
Yeah, so now all these good, hardworking American cargo short wearing men have to go to the Philippines or to Thailand.
Wow.
To find themselves a good, subservient Proverbs woman. All right.
Uh-huh.
And so I don't, you know.
We said change, huh?
It's the kitchen table. I think that's what it is. I think it's the fact that we're at the kitchen table. I'm at the head of the table as a man of the house.
Oh, yes,
of course,
sir.
You as yes, a good high value woman sitting to my right. Okay.
I'm glad you stated it that way.
Seen, not heard, ma'am.
He said, "See, not her."
Yeah.
What else? No.
This is one joke I'm not willing to take all the way. I'm only gonna take it so far. I think.
Was that scene? That was good.
That was a good
end.
That's a good into the bit. No, I was joking. I was going to tell you the story. I don't think how I a little bit how for people that have a podcast and are on social, we're pretty private people. I don't know that we've ever shared that. I am a friend zone survivor.
Yes,
I was deep. Deep in the friend zone, we just kind of hung out, you know, as friends, associated through other friends, mm-hmm. whatever, and to the point when I became interested in, and it was a two way street mm-hmm. for a long time, but I, of course, piqued interest mm-hmm. first. I started to see her in a different light, mm-hmm. and then you were like, oh, I don't know, like, because yeah. then like. Like, then we can't hang. If it doesn't work out, then we can't hang out anymore. Like,
I'm your one concerns of those, like, were yeah.
like legitimate. You're like, you know,
if it doesn't work, I'm done. If it
doesn't
like,
work out, then yeah, I can't go to the comedy shows anymore. Yeah. You know,
it's gonna really
it was
affect
a risk.
Things.
It was a risk, and I respected that, mm-hmm. and I try not to be too pressury or anything about it. But I felt like the chemistry that we did have at that time, I was like, I think we would be doing each other ourselves a disservice mm-hmm. not to at least see if there's
something
here.
Yeah.
Right? Like Beauty and the Beast. There's something there that wasn't there before. You know. I was the beast, of course.
I was going to say who's who.
And I was the big guy. And the bit's over. The bit's over, girl. I was the beast. You were Belle, of course. And you know, so yeah. So that's kind of become a motto. Like
it has.
Sometimes some things you have to just go and find out.
Just have to see.
For yourself. You have to give it a chance. So my message to you underappreciated men out there, angry men, is if you can't find a woman, she's out there. The right one will show up when she's supposed to show up. All right, there you go.
That's sweet.
I'm gonna tie a little bow on it.
And
maybe just I don't know. Try being not so pissed off at a whole gender. Maybe think of women as individuals. Yes. I don't know. The same way that you should think of everybody.
Everybody, yes. We should not generalize.
Right.
We are unique.
That's the problem. We don't do enough generalizing here on this podcast. I feel like that. I feel like everybody just gets on social media. Mm-hmm. And here I am generalizing about people that get on social media.
But we don't do that here.
Right. But I feel like a large part of what happens a lot of times is that people want to speak in absolutes. They want to speak in blanket statements
100%.
And generalizations of just all these people think this way or all these people do this way. And
every girl,
I don't think they realize like how many people they're talking about. Like, this is a great big blue world. Whether you believe it's flat or not is up to you.
Yes.
But there's over 7 billion people on the planet. That's a lot of people. One of those 7 billion people have a very unique life experience. No two people have had the exact same life. There might be a lot of similarities across the board, but no one's ever lived the exact same life as anybody else. Therefore, it's really hard. Even people that grew up in a certain environment or a certain culture or whatever, they still within that culture, within that environment, have their own life experiences. So it's really hard to really with any kind of real confidence say that everybody acts this way or everybody does
this
things that way.
Right.
You know, so, you know.
Dope, babe.
Message, bitch. It's called Sonder, by the way. Look it up. It's just the self-awareness that everyone around you has is coming from their own point of view.
Exactly.
And get some.
Get, sure.
get Sonder. Got it? Or got Sonder. Like, got
Matt? Got Sonder.
Got Sonder.
I like.
All right. We're recording in the middle of the day. I'm trying to decide if
we need to pause.
If we need to pause or not.
She's getting calling? Louder.
Okay. Yeah. So we're going to take quick little break here. And we're back.
Literally.
Like I said, trying to record during the day.
Yes.
Even this creates a different vibe in the studio.
It is. Like, here, I'm drinking coffee instead of my usual water. Like, it's a different...
Right. No alcoholic beverages. We still got shit to do after this. Dinner's in the Instapot right now.
What are we having, by the way?
De-releasing a little arroz con pollo.
I was hoping you were
Is that what you
making?
Wanted? See that? Get out the friend zone. Cook for it.
Guys. Yes.
High value man. I'm showing my high value here.
Hell yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yes, sir.
It's an Instapot version of my favorite meal because like I said, I got stuff to do.
Mm-hmm.
Summer is wrapped up.
It's done.
Can I say this in the nicest way?
Yes.
I'm so ready for summer to be over. And I know that's a weird statement
because
most people are like, oh, summer. It's not a relaxing time.
Not at all for me,
like at all. Like, there's a little bit of a slowdown when we go to the river, right? And even beforehand, even before we took the river trip, I think I mentioned it to you this year, and I'm gonna say it every year from now on because it ended up being the opposite. Because I told you I was starting to say, oh man, can't wait for this trip to relax, because I was like going so busy leading up to the trip, and I caught myself saying, man, I can't wait for this vacation. And I'm very big on managing expectations.
Absolutely.
Right? So I wasn't saying it in a negative way. But I told myself and I told you I need to do a better job of managing my expectations, because I know that for me, that river trip typically is not a relaxing experience. It's beautiful. I love the memories that we make. I have fun. But to put it in the relaxing column, it doesn't ever really check that box, because when I'm out there, I'm concerned with, is everyone else, are the kids good? Is everyone else having a good time? Do we remember to take pictures? Did we bring everything down we need from the cabin? Oh, it's my turn to make dinner tonight. What time do I need to get out of the water to go start the pit? Like, there's always, you know, the kids you know, they want to do more. We're on vacation. Right. They want to, let's go to the pool. Let's go. And I try to do whatever it is they want to do with them. So it's not never really just a moment of like pausing
right.
for me. Right. Rest. Like I said, it's a beautiful experience. It's a great experience, I'd say. But I was looking at it like, man, I can't wait to get out there and relax. And I had to manage that expectation of like, hey, you're still a father of some very young kids. This might not be a relaxing vacation for you. So I feel like when you're a parent of young kids, mm-hmm. you know, and don't come at me. I know not everyone can afford this. If you can, I feel like it's important to have two vacations.
Mm-hmm.
The family vacation
mm-hmm.
and then the adult vacation.
100%.
Even if it's just a single night getaway. Because as a parent of young kids, vacations are not relaxing for it. Family vacations are not relaxing. And I used to have an old bit about it, and I'm thinking about now revisiting it.
Yeah.
Yeah. Because I'll burn it here because for the 50 people that listen to this across multiple platforms. The joke was that is about going on family vacations. The term is very misleading, right? To say family vacation because mm-hmm. it's not relaxing at all. But when you hear the word, it sounds great because it sounds like you get to take a vacation from your family. Like, it's my family vacation, you know? And I feel like we need to remarket that. Like, and I think that's important. I think we would see the divorce rates go down a lot. Mm-hmm. If that became a thing, like if people got to take family vacations from their family, you know, like just whatever, 1 week out of the year.
Yeah.
You know, you just see Bill out at the strip club, mm-hmm. wilding out,
mm-hmm.
doing some coke.
Wow.
Off some strippers' booties.
He's like really wilding
out. You know, no, I'm saying like go for it, you know. And you might run into Bill and you say, Bill, what are you doing, man? You got a family. You got a wife, kids at home. You got a good job. Wait, hold on, man. I'm on family vacation. Oh, my bad. I didn't know you were on family vacation. Proceed.
Oh, gosh, Bill.
get your freak on. You know what I'm saying? Do you, Bill. This is your moment.
Shine.
Or Trisha. Or whatever Bill's wife might be named. I see Bill being named to a Trisha. I don't know. Bill and Trish.
Bill and Trish.
Right? Yeah, Bill and Trish.
Yeah. So does she have to go where Bill goes? Or
She Trisha gets her own.
Her own.
Whatever she wants to go do. You know. But I feel like mm-hmm. and this could be a generalization.
Okay.
But just I should say this. I feel like as far as I'm aware of it, I think women are better at scheduling their self time better than men. At least now, because they're more aware of it. Like they realize that they need to take that time. They need to have those girls' night outs mm-hmm. or whatever. So they will do a girls' weekend or away or whatever. Or maybe it's just me because I never had a big like. A wolf pack
mm-hmm.
to be like, oh yeah, we're going to, I don't know.
Vegas.
Can I say this? The idea of traveling with a bunch of dudes does not appeal to me. Like I like being on the road with the homies, but even then, like we're working. We're not out there. Like when I Uber drive and I pick up a group of guys, I'm like, sure. Yeah. Y'all just going to go get drunk together mm-hmm. and do what? Like,
You did that, I'm sure, with your buddies.
No, not really. I mean, we would do parties and stuff. I guess that was different. But I definitely don't see traveling traveling for like tourism with guys is doesn't seem like fun to me. Like a boys' trip
uh-huh.
to Vegas.
Uh huh.
Nah, that's not my style. You know.
I'm gonna go on the girls' trip to Vegas. You
know, but I do believe in family vacation. Whatever, I think mine would be a golfing trip. I guess you could. I could take a disc golfing trip.
Oh,
I should probably play in Waco. I'm going to Dallas this weekend. I won't have time to play. I'm going to Fort Worth this weekend.
Yes, I was gonna say Dallas.
I'm going to Fort. I forget that they're not exactly next to each other.
No.
Right. So that's been a task in promoting this show, right? Yes. Because I feel like. Whatever small fan base I do have up there, most people live in Dallas, mm-hmm. right? So Fort Worth, I'm going up there completely blind. I've never done that market ever. Mm-hmm. Now that I realize it, not even with Chingo. I think I've ever done Addison and Arlington with him. In fact, okay. I'm going to be in Arlington with him in 2 weeks. Mm-hmm. So I'm going to be in the DFW area 2 weeks in a row. Catch me if you can. So the Fort Worth market. So it's this weekend. It's Saturday, July 22nd. If you're in Fort Worth or you know people in Fort Worth, I'm just trying to make a good showing mm-hmm. out there and fill as many seats as I can.
Absolutely.
So that it looks good for the club. Even though you know I'm coming in as an outside promoter for it, so they don't really care so much. Mm-hmm. Right. But if I can make a good showing, then maybe down the line they consider like, oh, maybe we put them in the main rotation. Room next time, yeah. you know, or let's see what he can do on a, you know, in the main room on a weekend, you know, give him a couple nights, you know, yeah. to see what he can do.
Absolutely. You know,
So
fill those seats.
So, right. So I don't think it looks bad on me if I don't, they like they don't care any whatever, but I would like to make a good first impression and the first time out there. So if I can fill half the room, man, I'll be happy.
Definitely.
So if you can just help spread the word, if you know anyone in the Fort Worth, Weatherford, Denton area, anything immediately around there, Fort Worth, I'm going to be at Hyenas Comedy Club. That's going to be this Saturday, July 22nd. And also in Pearsall.
Yeah.
Come out to that. It's a smaller town, so I don't know if you know anybody in Pearsall, but if you do, tell them to come out. I'm going to be there at the Full Moon Saloon. No relation.
I'm excited for you.
Yeah. And then, of course, Arlington Improv with Jingo Bling, the 28th, 29th, and 30th. I will be in Portland, Texas at the North Shore Country Club. Yeah, man. Then thought that you'd be like, oh, are you the new busboy? No, I'm here to do jokes. Oh, shit, all right. Going to be over there with them Portland folk. I lived there for like 3 months back in 2006, man. I'm practically part of the family. All right. I used to go hit the driving range out there because it was open to the public.
You nice. Know,
remember? So yeah. Back in the day, this was 20 years ago. He golfed. This is 20 years and 60 pounds ago. you know, I can move a little bit better right back then.
I know nothing about golf, so I would say, like, what was your?
Oh, I wasn't scratch or nothing. No, like I didn't play anything serious. Like I wouldn't go out and. You know, I stopped playing seriously when I was in middle school.
Okay.
And then I revisited it a little bit in college and whatever. But I had already put on too much weight and shit mm-hmm. to really be able to enjoy it.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Cool. But going to be out there at North Shore Country Club. Mm-hmm. August 19th, Bastrop, Texas. Third or fourth time going there. Yes. Sold out every time. Hope let's do it. Let's make it four in a row, baby. The club loves having me out there. I love going out there. It's always a fun time. And then going into September, of course, the September 15th, 16th, and 17th, 1 of those. Look up on chinglebling.com. I will be back at the Denver Improv in Denver, Colorado for September, and then going back to Colorado the 27th, 29th, and 30th to headline the Vatos Locos Comedy Festival.
Nice.
Excited about that. Three different cities there in the Denver area. Three shows, three chances to catch me and get my shine on. Denver has only once ever seen my full show. Last year, I did a Wednesday night before the run with Chingo. Uh-huh. It was almost a year ago this week.
Oh, wow.
So other than that, this is going to be their first time really getting a chance to see my headlining set. So even if you see me a couple weeks before with Chingo at the Improv, I'm only on those shows doing about 20-25 minutes. Come see me do the other 35-40 minutes yeah. of material that I do on stage and bring some
friends
out. Yeah. Did you have anything
I did
for me this week?
Yes.
Okay.
Oh, I've been 2 weeks, prepared.
You should have multiple weeks.
I do.
My eyes are watering here. I don't know what I have that in cough. My eye.
I actually had four. Like, I've been prepared. I was ready.
I've been doing her homework, Mrs. Luna.
Yes, because I know I'm going to be busy the next few weeks.
What you got for me?
A man drunk texts South Carolina Aquarium's education number and got some decent questions. You ready? The South Carolina Aquarium on Monday shared screenshots of messages sent to Ask an Aquarium Educator number from a slightly inebriated but curious man.
Okay.
The man was currently at the corner of Market and Meeting Streets, and he asked the educator what that spot would have looked like. Sorry, I lost my place. 10,000 years ago, before the area was settled by humans.
And why do you think the aquarium would know this?
Oh, it gets better.
Okay.
He then asked asked when the area was first, settled by humans. He also asked about marine qualities unique to Low Country. Switching gears, the man became a bit more philosophical, asking on what subjects do marine biologists disagree? Followed by, there must be things generally agreed upon, but what theories are currently being debated?
The megalodon. I don't even really know what that is. But.
I don't know either. Yeah. You got me. His stream of consciousness then takes him to, why do seahorses grab anything they can with their prehensile tail? And why should I only eat oysters in months that contain the letter R?
What? I didn't even know that's a thing.
Uh-huh. It is.
What months don't eat them during the summer?
Uh-huh. Not May.
Not May. April's okay. March is okay. February, January. So May, June, and July.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think it has anything to do with the letter of the months. I think it has to do with those are the hottest times of the year. It's harder to
exactly.
keep them fresh.
Exactly.
That's my guess. Is that the answer?
It's part of it, yes.
Okay.
Well, so they actually responded to him.
They answered all his questions?
They answered his questions.
All of them?
Ready?
Including what does this look like?
Yes.
Okay.
He says, hi, thank you for all of your questions. 10,000 years ago, South Carolina would have seen the end of the Ice Age with a, and then that screenshot cut off. So he didn't finish. But then, so something went extinct. There's also debate surrounding the purpose of keeled scales on snakes and many, many more. So that was one of their responses. Seahorses like to use their tails to hold on because they aren't very good swimmers and they may get tossed around in currents if they aren't holding on.
Yeah, I did learn this from our own trip to the aquarium. Our oldest son is very interested in marine biology.
Yes.
And he was explaining to me their mono... fin.
Oh, I have no idea.
Whatever. They only have one fin. Basically, it's like not have, like if you ever met somebody that doesn't have their pinky toe or doesn't have their big toe.
Oh, no.
A toe amputee, they're off balance. They have to shove their foot. So that's why they're unstable. They can't really balance themselves. That's why they're always teetering and tottering like that.
I had no idea.
Yeah, so it makes sense. They have to grab on. My eyes are...
I see. Do we need to break? I'm almost done.
No, it's okay. We're almost done.
Okay. As for the oysters, this rule comes from the fact that bacteria that is harmful to humans is more likely to be present during the warmer seasons that do not end in with the R.
Yeah. Yeah. So it has to do with water and why.
And waiting for the months that end with the R also allows for baby oysters to reach their appropriate size and for populations to recover before harvest.
There you go. Someone's going to screenshot.
He's crying.
I'll be on the podcast crying
again.
He's crying
again. Yeah. Aww.
She hit me, guys.
Babe, that's not even funny.
That's why she made me cut it off. Oh, it's Lindsay. It's Lindsay. She's like, say that high value shit again. Say it again. Say it.
Funny, babe. Anyway, the guy says, thank you so much for all your answers. My wife should be happy that I drunk text aquariums and not other women. And they responded back, of course, thank you for all your fun questions. Your wife is totally lucky lady.
Wow. All right. And with that, We're out. I'm going to go fucking find out what's going on with my eyes here, guys. Y'all have a great, great week. Thank y'all for bearing with us. And I hope you enjoyed the episode as much as we enjoyed it. And we'll see y'all next week. One love. Bye.